the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, October the 22nd, 2015. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are speaking about a very important topic, breast cancer in women, especially at a time when there is breast cancer awareness throughout the world in this month of October. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday. But as you know, ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pachina chemadzimai.
We are also on the internet. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voadebele.com or njalo ku www.voashona.com.
Isusu sebatere cancer association tikukurudzira madzimai kuti auye azotariswa mazamu avo mumwedzi uno wavo Oktobha. Vanenge vatadza kuuya muna Oktobha vanogona kuuya even Oktobha apera. Izvozvi so titori neprogramu yekuti tiri kutarisa mazamu emadzimai mazuva ese kuseni for free. Saka madzimai anokurudzirwa kuti vashandise mukana iyoyo kana kuti opportunity iyoyo. Asi tinongozviitira zvakazvo izvozvo chete muHarare, tisati anewa maoffices outside Harare.
Patinogara tichironga urongwa hwedu hwemakore achateera, ndinovimba kuti tichazviisa kuti tigozozviona kuti tinoenda sei kunzvimbo dziri kunze kwemaguta edu emuHarare. Tikanoita zvakadai kunze kweHarare ndezvekuti tinofanira kunga takataura nemahospitals nemaclinics, nekuti patichaexamina vanhu vatinoona vaine malambo o vatinoona vaine maproblems, as cancer association hatizogona kuvabatsira. Tinenge takuda kuzova refer to the next stage.
There was early detection. There was something that could be done about it. So it made me realize how it's so important for every individual to know their status in as far as your health is concerned in every aspect, including cancer, which is why I'm here, so that I can do something about it if I have it now, as opposed to waiting until my health deteriorates and I can't do much about it.
It is very important to go for breast cancer screening because this is for free. It's very expensive to go to the doctors for that. So would like to thank the organizers.
Kaluchon, umuntu ongesifazana, especially mina ngacina uhlolo lwamavela, I think it was 2 years ago. And uthi sukume umuntu yesibhedlela ukuthi namhlanje plan ilanga lokuthi mfunike ukuyohlolwa amalanga lokatholakala. So ntheni mani ngithathi isikhathi lesi ngisebenzise ngihlolwe ngoba abantu abafazi abaningi kule nsuku bayafa nge-cancer. Kwesi sikhathi uyabona ukuthi umuntu uyaqale uyasegqayisa ukugula i-cancer khona isestejini esibi. But at least ukuthi lami mbonele i-challenge ukuthi namhla from today ngibe ngithatha ama-chances ukuthi ngesikhathi esilutshwana ngihambe ngiyihlolwa i-breast. Kulo muntu engimaziyo waqalisa ukugula, abantu bazama konke, wake wahambe i-India ukuthi elatshwa, but wathi esephendula azange thathe isikhathi eside wasebhubha. Then kulenye i-incidence omunye engimaziyo manje ngo-August kathesi lawo waqala ukuba wabanjwa i-cancer yona le kathathanga isikhathi eside, waphongugula esithiwa iphongukunza umzimba wakubuhlungu. Lapho ehambe esibhedlela lapho atholakala ukuthi wesenjani esele-cancer. So ngi-encourage wamami ukuthi bethathe isikhathi ukuthi belondolozi lokhu zena i-health yabo amavele.
Kuchukuti lami ngizakuzakuzakuchukuti mina lami kumele ngike ngigijime lami ngiye kuzizwela ukuthi yona i-breast cancer ingabamba obaba kanjani, obaba kabala mabele anje ngobomama. So i-breast cancer ukuthi ibabambe vele kumele ukuthi sike sifunde lati ukuthi iyasibamba kanjani ibe ngikwazi vele ukuthi obaba bakudanger yokubanjwa nge-prostate cancer kuthi ukuthi sile kunengi ekumele sikufunde kona.
Welcome. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the importance of early detection of breast cancer, especially in women. When we look at the world over today, CEL is actually having a Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, PJ, that's what we'll be looking at, today.
Mm-hmm. And the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe is actually offering free breast cancer examination every day. Examination program is part of commemorations to mark the month of October, as you said, Marv, which has been set aside as the Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
And, I spoke earlier on to Mrs. Junior Mavu of the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe, who said although her organization is offering the free screening in Harare, she hopes that soon they will decentralize the exercise so that it's offered throughout the country. Let's take a listen to the earlier interview I had with Mrs. Mavu from the Cancer Association.
We would encourage both male and female to have their breast checked and to have them also educated on how they can check their breasts at home. Physical examination is important as lumps or any other changes in the breast can be detected early.
Where can people come to if they would want to have their breast examined, and is the examination for free or are there costs involved?
Our offices are at number 60 Livingston Avenue in Harare. We are doing it for free. We've always done it for free even outside October. So we encourage the women and the male to come and have their breast examined. The good thing is you have your breast examined and you're also taught on how you can do it at home.
Have you seen the prevalence of cancer increasing or decreasing from some of the studies that you've had in the country, especially amongst women?
I can't say offhand, but what we are encouraging is if the cancer is caught early, then the chances of people getting treated would also increase. So we are also encouraging people to go and have these breast exams so that they can be checked. If anything is wrong, it can be detected early.
At what age should a woman or a man go for breast cancer screening? What's your recommendation as the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe?
Because we are not only looking for cancer, there are also other changes, infections, any other problems that are related to breasts. We are also encouraging even school age going like high school to have their breasts checked or to have them taught on how to examine themselves so that at least they know the difference between normal and abnormal.
We just heard there from Mrs. Junior Mavu of the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe.
In actual fact, the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe is saying studies conducted in 2011 shows a higher incidence of cancer in women than men. More than 53% of women were prone to cancer, while the figure for men was about 47%. The Cancer Association of Zimbabwe urges women to go for early screening of both breast and cervical cancer.
And PJ, what's interesting is that we heard from a man earlier on who was saying something in Ndebele, but I could pick up a few words. I think he was saying he was intrigued to know that there is breast cancer in men. And speaking to Mrs. Mavu earlier on, she said actually, yes, she is calling on men to also come forward and have breast cancer screening. But the association called on women to make healthy choices and reduce the social and environmental risk factors for cancer. She said, reduction of tobacco consumption, unhealthy diet, alcohol intake, obesity, cancer-causing infections, and other risk factors. About 50% of these most common causes can be prevented through healthy life choices. But she also, reiterated that there is no actual cause of cancer. Mm-hmm. But it's better, to live a healthy life.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exercising and stuff like that.
Yes.
The Cancer Association of Zimbabwe Information Research and Evaluation Manager, Mr. Love Moma Kurirofa, also says there's been a high number of people of all ages coming for cancer screening at their center this year, more than last year or any other years. He attributed actually the high numbers coming for screening to awareness raising. I think almost in every media in Zimbabwe.
Yes, and they've been very happy about the kind of turnout that they've received. And now we will hear from Mr. Makurirofa what he had to say to Studio 7 earlier on.
Yeah.
We are doing free breast examinations, and the response is very overwhelming. I think this year a lot of people are coming in as compared to other previous years. Almost all age groups are coming, and I think one of the interesting things is that I've also seen some young ladies coming as well. We are ages around 20, around 18 and 20s. Usually we used to have old women, for example, around 40s. Those are some of the people who used to demand these breast examination services. But this year we have seen some young girls coming, and it's quite encouraging.
That the PJ was the Cancer Association of Zimbabwe Information Research and Evaluation Manager, Love Moore Makurirofa, speaking to Studio 7 earlier on. And like we just heard, PJ, we have an earlier recorded video also looking at some of the activities that are being done by other organizations you've taken on. Who are we going to be watching?
Mrs. Togo Kupe, the Vice President of the MDCT. She is a survivor.
Yes, and she's just going to give us her message on Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. The Togozani Kupe Cancer Foundation, we are also busy doing awareness programs so that women and men know that there is this thing called cancer. Cancer can affect anyone. It can affect women, it can affect men, because one in every 10 women will have cancer. One in every 100 men will have cancer. So we urge everyone to go for screening and also to do self-breast examination, because the biggest weapon for fighting cancer is early detection. Once cancer has been detected early, it can be treated. I urge every Zimbabwean, go for screening. Do self-breast examination. Once you discover that there's something that you do not understand, go to a health institution, get checked. Once cancer is detected, it can be treated.
Lapho ke sizwe umsekeli womkhokheli webandla le MDCT, uNkosazana Thokozani Kupe. UNkosazana Thokozani Kupe ukhokhela inhlanganiso ethiwa Thokozani Kupe Cancer Foundation. Lapho ke bekhuthaza abantu ukuthenana nabahambe bayehlolwa. Kuyiso ke isihloko sendaba namhlanje, siqoqe la sendaba esikhuluma ngaso namhlanje. Sikhuluma ngokuqakatheka kokuthi abesifazane kanye labesilisa ukuthi bahambe bayehlolwa ukuthi kabalayo na imvukuzane yebele. Kuvamile ukuthi abantu bagcine sebesiyadinga ulwazi kumbe ukwelatshwa lapho imvukuzane isisabalele umzimba wonke, okuyinto engakhuthazwayo. Ngakho ke kumele uthi yena umele uzihlole wena ngokwakho. Ungabona ku izinto zingamanga kuhle, uhambe kwabezempilo bahambe baye kuhlola, ukwenze iminyaka yonke ukuthi uyehlolwa. Ngoba nxa ihlolwe yatholakala isesenlutshwane emzimbeni, iyenelisa ukuthi yelapheke. Kodwa nxa isisabalele umzimba wonke, ayisozi yelapheke.
Aya iroidama PJ, nasi muchirongwa chedu che Women's Roundtable. Tiri kutarisa isu dambudziko regomarara rezamu. Tabva kumbotaura nesangano re Cancer Association of Zimbabwe nemutungamiri wesangano iri, Amai Mavu, vari kuti ivo dai madzimai nevarume vauya ivo kuzoongororwa kuti vane gomarara here kana kuti kwete. Tombonzwa kubva kuna Mai Mavu. Tisataendera mberi nekuti tinenge tatova nevanyarikani vedu vakamirira PJ.
Isu sebato reCancer Association tirikukurudzira madzimai kuti auye azokwariswa mazamu avo mumwedzi uno waOktobha. Vanenge vatadza kuuya muna Oktobha vanogona kuuya even Oktobha apera. Izvozvi so titori neprogramu yekuti tiri kutarisa mazamu emadzimai mazuva ese kuseni for free. Saka madzimai anokurudzirwa kuti vashandise mukana iyoyo kana kuti opportunity iyoyo. Asi tiungozviitira izvozvo chete muHarare, tisati anewa maofices outside Harare.
Vanenge vachida kuuya kuzotariswa mazamu avo vanoenda papi, Mai Mavu?
Vanouya kuCancer Association tiri panumber 60 Livingstone Avenue muHarare, kubva kuseni na 8 kusvika kana half past 12 department starisa mazamu emadzimai izvi nevarume zvakare because cancer inoaffectawo varume.
Mungati imi mudzimai anofanira kuuya kuzoongororwa ave nemakore mangani kuti ane gomarara rezamwiri kana kuti kwete?
Tinowanzokurudzira maadult kuti mazuva ano zvinhu zvasanduka. Even vechidiki vari kuitawo mabreast cancer. Saka tiri kuenda even muzvikoro maschool going ages tinovakurudzirawo zvakare kuti vauye vatariswe mazamu avo vobva vadzidziswa kuti kana vachizenge vaenda kumba vanonogogona kunozvitarisa pamwedzi pamwedzi.
Pane zvamungati imi zviri kunyanyokonzera chirwere ichochi chegomarara here?
Chirwere chegomarara in general hapana chinonyatsozivikanwa kuti ichi. Tinodonongodza kuti ichi ndo chinogona kukonza gomarara. Kune zvinhu zvakawanda zvekuti zvikabatanidzwa pamwe chete izvozvo zvinozoita kuti madzimai ovarume vaite gomarara. Things like stress, kana mune mhuri yemabreast cancer mumhuri menyu, diet, you know, neizvese izvozvo zvinogona kukonzera kuwanda kwegomarara.
Munhu angazive sei kuti angangeve iye ane gomarara rezam?
Unotongozviziva chete kana uchichinge vachitarisa mazamu avo. Saka tirikukurudzira kuti vauye uvaende pakliniki iri padhuze navo pavanotariswa mazamu uye vobva vadzidziswa kuti kana vaenda kumba vanonozvitarisa sei.
Tabva kunzwapo PJ kuna amai Junior Mavhu, mutungamiri wesangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe. Asi tinenge tine rombo rakanaka nhasi, nhare dzedu dziri kunyatsoita zvakanaka. Nekuti ndiri kunzwa kuti tina Dr. Bernadette Ndoro vanoshanda ivo nechirwere icho chegomarara akasiyana. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu, Dr. Ndoro.
Naita zvenyu.
Dr. Ndoro, kana mama maka...
Ndapara kuwe ndiri pachirongwa.
Aiwa, tino kuchingamidzai. Kana mama maka teerera manzwa imi kubva kusangano reCancer Association of Zimbabwe. Handizi yoti kune dzimwe nzvimbo here dziri kupiwa ongoro iyo ye gomarara rezamu pachena pari zvino.
Pachena hapana dzimwe nzvimbo dzandinoziva ziri kukwanisa kudaro. Asi munhu nemunhu ane mukana wokuwana dzidziso nekutariswa zvakare nemachiremba anowanzomubatsira kana apinda munjodzi yeurwere.
Handizivi kuti pane zvinganyanyotarisirwa here nemunhukadzi kuti azive, tanzwazve nevanhurume kuti munhu azive iye kuti anenge angangova negomarara irori rezamu.
Ndinokumbira kuti mubvunze futi mubvunzo wenyu.
Tirikuti pane zvingatarisirwe here nemunhu kuti angofungidzira iye kuti angangova negomarara irori rezamu?
Zviratidzo.
Muri kureva kuti pane zviratidzo here zviripo zvinogona kuita kuti munhu afunge kuti ane gomarara? Hongu zviratidzo zviripo. Chinonyanya kuonekwa ibundu rinenge riri muzamu. Kazhinji kacho rinenge risingarwadze asi rinogona kurwadza nekufamba kwenguva. Rinogona kunge riri mukatikati asi nekukura kwarinoita rinogona kuzoita kuti rinogona kuzoitisa chironda muzamu imomo. Ende dzimweni nguva rinogona kuzoitisa mandabvu muhapwa kana muhuro. Dzimweni nguva zamu rinogona kungokura kupinda zvarange rakaita nguva dzese. Dzimwe nguva rinogona kufunuka panyatso. Izvozvo zvinogona kureva zvakare kuti mudzimai anogona kunge aine gomarara rezamu.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Mungakwanisa here kungoti gagaga nechirungu masymptoms kune vamwewo vakateerera?
The commonest symptom is that of a lump, which is usually painless, but with the passage of time, it can become painful. And sometimes the skin overlying the lump can break down to form an ulcer, what we call fungation. And then sometimes, you know, the patient can develop enlarged lymph nodes in the armpit or in the neck on the same side as the breast lump. The nipple can also discharge blood-stained fluid. And sometimes the nipple becomes retracted, meaning it's pulled inwards instead of, being protruding like it does most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the commonest, symptoms of breast cancer.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ndoro. If you can just hang on to the line, PJ.
Mm-hmm. Sibe sikhuluma lo Dr. Ndoro lapha ube chasisa ngokuthi izibonelo zokuthi engxenye ungaba lemvukuzane yebele yena uthi yena nana njengokukhuthaza okwenziwe ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthe uyaqala uzikhangele wena ngokwakho ngekhaya ungakhangela ungabona amabele akho esiba lesigaqa phakathi kumele uhambe uyebona abezempilo ukulakho ulakho ke uba lesilonda engonweni la esiyabe sicicima sibili vele enxenye siphumisa uchago lalapho ungamunyisi ukulakho njalo kuba lembilaphi kungaba semakhwapheni kumbe njalo ngasentanyeni ingono ziyakwanisa ukuthi zibe buhlungu zibe zi kube kuhluphe sibili ukuthi engxenye ungabe kusiba buhlungu engoneni la kumbe ibele liyaba likhulu kakhulu kwedlula elinye konke khona lokho yizibonelo zokuthi engxenye ungabe usulayo kodwa ke ukuthi siqiniseke sibili ulakho ukuyasithola kwabezempilo kudokotela kumbe labo abaziyo abelaphi abangaba ngumongi kumbe omongikazi. Silo nkosikazi Thando Ndlela. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Siyabonga.
Ye. Linake lisebenza labo selikunanzeleleke ukuthi inhlelo lezi ziyanceda okunganani.
Thina sisebenza labo kakhulu.
Ye.
Labo abalevukuzani yebele. Ngisebenzela mina i-Island Hospice.
Yeah.
Okokuthi nxa sebetshelwe ngudokotela kumbe ngunesi ukuthi bale mvukuzane bayabathumela ngakithi ngale e-Island Hospice ku-6 Natal Road e-Belgravia lapho engisebenzela khona.
Yeah.
Ukuthi sibanceda njani thina ngale?
Yeah.
Sibanceda ngokuthi khona siyabakhangela abaningi babe belabo ubuhlungu uya ngokuthi usekusiphi isigaba sokubulawa libele leli kumbe selilezilonda kumbe lokho ekuyukuthi livuvukile kulobuhlungu kakhulu siyabakhangela ukuthi sibone ukuthi ubuhlungu lobuyana siyabehlisa angithi izikhathi eziningi nxa umuntu egula imvukuzane abantu babathi ha noma elobuhlungu ikuthi ulemvukuzane thina sikuvumi ngakithi ngale sithi umuntu noma lemvukuzane ulamalungelo ukuthi elatshwe impilo yakhe izibe yileyana enjengomuntu wonke nje ozenzela into zakhe okwanisa yedwa ukuthi awathi azigezele siyabakhangela nje njengomuntu wonke asikuthi sikhangela futhi okwenyama kodwa siyabakhangela lenhlalo yabo ukuthi bahlezi kanjani ezindlini zabo siyakhuthaza kakhulu futhi ukuthi nxa kukhona okubahluphayo emoyeni kumbe engqondweni yabo siyabasekela ngokuyenziwa lokho kuthiwa yi-counseling kubo siyabakhansela kakhulu kakhulu ukuthi umuntu angahlala kanjani lo mkhuhlane lo wemvukuzane.
Mrs. Ndlela, if I may just come in there and you could maybe just summarize in brief what you were saying. What kind of assistance or, you know, do you offer as Island Hospice in Zimbabwe for people that may be, you know, affected by cancer or any other terminal illness?
Okay. Terminal illnesses, we help them by providing care for patients. That is physical care for patients. And by this, I mean that we make sure that our patients, even if they've got cancer, they don't have pain. They have a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole objective, actually, is to improve their quality of life. So we provide what we call holistic care. That is, we look after them physically, socially, because socially in their surroundings, we make sure that whatever may be concerning them, we address that through counseling. Mm-hmm. We provide spiritual care as well. You know, when you have a terminal illness, what happens is you have so many worries. Mm-hmm. You may be worried about your children. How are they going to be after you go? All those issues we address, there may be fears of the patient, fearing how I'm going to die. We address those issues to the patient so that at least the patient is sick but has a better quality of life. Mm-hmm. You may just provide palliative care in terms of physical alone, but that doesn't actually give the holistic care to patients. So what is needed is look after the patient, total care of the patient.
Thank you very much.
Their quality of life.
Thank you, Mrs. Ndlela. I'm not sure if you speak Shona, it would be very interesting if you can take us down that road. So maybe I will just quickly translate. Matimi sangano renyu rinobatsira ivo vanenge vari kurwara nezvimwe zvirwere zvisingarapiki. Hatingati cancer buds. Asi zvimwe zvirwere uyezve munokwanisa imi kubatsira hama neshamwari neiye murwere kuti angagare sei asinganzwe iye marwadzo mumiri make nekuti kazhinji kacho pachivanhu chedu unonzwana uchiti ndo zvaanogara achiita kana munhu achigomera nemarwadzo munyama dzake. Saka maindlela vari kuti aiwa kana maona zvakadai endai kusangano ravo reIsland Hospice munotaurana navo moona kuti munhu angabatsirikana sei nekuti kunyange uri kurwara asi munhu anofanira kuremekedzwa kuti asanzwe iye marwadzo akanyanyowanda munyama
dzake ndi nekuti pamwe vanhu havana hanya nini.
Mombobata makadaro maindlela, if you can just hold on the line. PJ, a very interesting outlook there from Mrs. Ndlela, because you remember we had a discussion that it's very difficult to talk about end of life,
yes,
especially in our culture. But, you know, this is coming from Island Hospice. Although we are not saying, you know, being dictated of breast cancer means that's the end of the road. But we're just looking at some of the facilities that are available. And tinenge tine muteereri wedu amai Chinyerere. Makadii amai Chinyerere?
Siripo makadii henyu sister.
Aiwa tiriwadi, tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa.
Tinotenda, iniwo ndine mubvunzo.
Eya, muri kuda kubvunza dhokotera here kana kuti amai Ndlela?
Ndiri kuda kubvunzawo dhokotera kuti kuno kumaruzeva kwatiri tiri kuomerwa nekushayiwa mari.
Yeah, batai makadaro. Dr. Andoro, if you're on the line, you can take Mai Chinyerere, who has a very valid question. Varukuti tobatsirikana sei semadzimai ekumaruva panyaya iyo yegomarara. Asi tichambokubatai makadaro nekuti nguva yedu ndo inenge yaita shanje. Tozotaura nemi muchikamu chedu chinotevera. Dr. Ndoro, kana muchikwanisa henyu kumbova kuti vanyatsonzwa kuti muripo panhare, uya henyu mumbova taurira mbijana, asi Mai Chinyerere muramba makabata.
Zvakanaka.
Ndanzwa chichemo chavo. Chichemo chiri kuonekwa nemunhu wese muZimbabwe. Chichemo ichocho chemari. Zvatinongokurudzira ndezvekuti inimi munofanira kuitawo nekwamunokwanisa kuti muriritire upenyu hwenyu. Ndiri ipapo, hurumende ine chikamu chainacho chesocial dimension chinogona kubatsira nekuti murwere aone pepachena pasina kubhadhara mari.
Dr. Ndoro, I'm just going to have to ask you to hold on as we migrate to the internet where we'll be streaming live, and would like to say goodbye to our radio listeners. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying stay tuned.
Mina uPraxedes Jeremiah sivalelisana labalaleli vethu avaseredweni kodwa ke siya ku www.voaindebele.com.